This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Hypnosis Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Do you want to take control of your life? Do you want to be happier and less stressed out? Dr. Nikki Goldman, professional hypnotherapist, will show you how hypnosis can help you lose weight, sleep better, and to conquer the worries and fears of everyday life. Dr. Goldman, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
Nice to have you out here today. So first of all, tell our listening audience, what is hypnosis and neuro-linguistic programming?
Okay. Well, hypnosis is a very naturally occurring experience, you know, in those daydreamy moments before wakefulness. That's a hypnotic state. When you're driving in your car and you're thinking about a jillion things all at once and you're not paying any attention to the road, you're actually in a hypnotic trance. So these are all naturally occurring experiences, and we experience them all the time, daydreaming. So the fact is, it's a very ordinary experience. However, it is quite magical because it is in those daydreamy moments that we can influence how we think about things and the way we perceive things. Now, as far as neurolinguistic programming is, that is communication to our nervous system or our brain. And it's the way we use communication through language, pictures, and feelings that we influence our brain. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So how is therapeutic hypnosis different from a stage show?
Okay, well, the intention is different. The actual state itself is a brainwave state. You go into your brainwaves are slowed, which is what makes you responsive to the suggestions. The intention is different, so that if you're on the stage, you're looking to have a good time, and you're not trying to do anything other than have a good time. With therapeutic hypnosis, you're trying to accomplish a particular goal or to reduce stress or to make a shift in your belief system so that you can achieve a goal that you haven't been able to. Those are the kinds of things that are different. Now, with a stage show, I went and talked to somebody right after he had gotten off the stage, and I asked him, well, what was that like for you? And he said, well, it's kind of like I was drunk. I knew what I was doing, but I didn't care. So that's the difference. And with therapeutic hypnosis, you want to achieve the goal. You want to make the change, and that is why you're there. And so we have to bypass the critical factor or the part of you that's been convinced you can't do this behavior or increase motivation or whatever it might be.
Now, can hypnosis make you do something that you don't want to do at any point in time?
I would be pretty rich if that were true. I'd hypnotize everybody, tell them to give me all of their money, okay? You know, you're not going to do what's not in your nature to do. Now, if it's something you want to do and you want to use hypnosis as an excuse, then you certainly can. But if it's not in your nature, you're not going to do it.
And how can hypnosis help you do the things that you do want to do, looking at the other perspective?
Okay, so let's take, for example, we have all these neural pathways in our brain. Most people are aware of that. And they have formed, they're like a groove. If you took the wheelbarrow from your garage to the garden every day, it would form a groove in the dirt. So these neural pathways in our brain are similar to those. So if you have a behavior that you continue over and over and over again and you can't stop it, let's say you drink too much or you eat too much or you're always losing your temper, that neural pathway is being triggered. Now, what I do with hypnosis is, and with neurolinguistic programming, it's kind of like taking the dirt and covering in that groove that you've created, moving the wheelbarrow over, and forming a whole new groove so that you can behave or you can believe about yourself something that is much more productive and much more effective for yourself.
Well, looking at it in more detail, I'm sure the listener would want to hear about this perspective. How can hypnosis help one with their daily life? For example, controlling fear, stress, and those other bad habits out there.
Well, hypnosis is several levels. So the hypnotic state itself is very relaxing and very peaceful. And so that in and of itself reduces stress. It also reduces fear because fear is enhanced by stress. The other part of it is the way you approach things, the way you perceive things is what's causing you the stress. Now, we have all kinds of circumstances in our lives that cause or contribute to our stress, but it is our reaction to those things that determine how we will react to them. So, for example, if somebody cuts you off on the freeway, now one person might say, you know, lose their temper, and another person might say, gee, I hope that guy's having a better day, you know, and just let it roll off their back. So that has to do with attitude and the way you communicate to yourself about things within your mind. And the same thing is true with habits, particularly with habits, because that's specifically a very groove in your brain, a neural pathway in your brain that will determine a behavior or a bad habit.
Today we're speaking with Dr. Nikki Goldman, a professional hypnotherapist here on eHealth Radio's Hypnosis Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Goldman, how does hypnosis help with weight loss? Speaking of weight loss, I believe you also have a book out there available on Amazon, Success for the Diet Dropout.
Yes, well, you know, you condition yourself. Weight loss is a very tricky thing because it's more, for many people, it's more than just a bad habit of overeating. It's a compulsion. Many people are emotional eaters, whether that's out of boredom or they need comfort or whatever else. So in my book, Success for the Diet Dropout, Strategies for Women Who Want to Stop Hating Their Bodies, I address all of those issues. I help them to reconnect with their body's natural cues for food. I don't believe in any diets because, as everybody knows, you gain more weight than you lost when you do a diet. But when you listen to your body, when you can feel your stomach say, oh, I've had enough, and when you realize that your mouth is connected to your stomach, see, many people focus on their mouth. They say, oh, it tastes so good, and they're ignoring their fullness, their stomach. That's because they're not satisfied. And I help them feel that satisfaction by connecting their eyes, their mouth, and their mind to their stomach so that they're all working together. And the stomach is the actual lead, not the mouth, not their mind, not the pictures that they had in their mind from previous times where they saw that chocolate and they said, oh, I love chocolate, and it triggers it all over again.
I believe you also have a weekly radio show. Tell our listeners where they can find that out there online.
Okay, you go to www.thrivetalkradio.com. You click on either my name, Nikki Goldman, or the name of the show, which is Conscious Change Through Hypnosis. And they're archived. It is also live Mondays from 4 to 4:45. So you can listen live. You can call in. You can email me, and I can answer any questions you might have, or you can listen to it as an archive.
And those are great options. Now, finally, give us a success story of one or two of your clients that have benefited from hypnosis.
Well, I had somebody who learned to drive late in life, and she was very anxious every time she was on the road. I've had a number of clients, some who have had a traumatic event which caused them to be anxious driving. And some of them learned later in life, and therefore it affected their ability to be confident. And in those cases, we were able to reduce their stress, have them feel more confident in their ability to be comfortable and yet appropriately cautious. I've had people who, this one particular man who drank too much, it was affecting his family life. He did want his family life. He didn't want to throw it out the window. He could see how it was affecting it. And I helped him to stop drinking completely. I've had many people stop drinking, change all kinds of things, such as bad habits. And I've had people who are pretty strong-minded. They want to cope with life. They try to cope with life without any of these bad habits. And then they end up with illness or they end up not sleeping well. And I've helped people with reduce their insomnia or completely eliminate it. So those are just a couple of things that I have helped people with. The list goes on. Of course, on my website, you'll be able to see what all kinds of things that can be helped. Anything that has to do with the power of the mind. So if you can think about it and you can influence your mind about it, hypnosis can help that.
And speaking of your website, where can our listeners find that information online and also to be in contact with you there?
Okay, my website is drnikkigoldman.com, and I'll spell that, drnikkigoldman.com. My phone number is 858-335-9867, and my email is drnikki@drnikkigoldman.com.
Very good. We've been speaking with Dr. Nikki Goldman, a professional hypnotherapist who shows people how hypnosis can help you lose weight, sleep better, and to conquer the worries and fears of everyday life. And the website of reference, once again, is drnikkigoldman.com. Dr. Goldman, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Hypnosis Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.